You're listening to SBS News.
Talking about how they were talking about their son, about how their skin colour was like really hurtful to a lot of people, to be honest, especially because I'm black as well.
From London streets to Cape Town, South Africa, is the interview that's reverberated around the world.
The fact that the royal family has so much racism and they can't accept this child, it's going to be draining for her. Obviously, she's going to get to a point where she would want to take her life. So I feel like as the nation and people of wherever you are from, we should actually support this woman and show this woman that color is just, it's just color. It doesn't matter what color you are, what race you are, what anything you, we should be accepted.
The White House has also commented on Oprah Winfrey's interview with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, with Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying it takes courage to discuss mental health struggles.
You know, Meghan Markle is a private citizen, and so is Harry at this point. For anyone to come forward and speak about their own struggles with mental health and tell their own personal story, that takes courage. That's certainly something the president believes, and he's talked about the importance of, you know, investing in a lot of these areas that they're committed to in the future as well.
The only one not drawn into the debate so far has been British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
I've always had the highest admiration for the Queen and the unifying role that she plays in our country and across the Commonwealth. And as for the rest, all other matters to do with the royal family, I've spent a long time now not commenting on royal family matters, and I don't intend to depart from that today.
In the TV interview, Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, accused members of the British royal family of racism and lying, which pushed her to contemplate suicide. The 39-year-old, whose mother is black and father is white, says one member of the royal family even voiced concerns about the possible colour of her then unborn baby's skin. Prince Harry said he also felt British media was bigoted and the palace wasn't doing enough to counter lies published about his wife.
Unfortunately, if the source of information is inherently corrupt or racist or biased, then that filters out to the rest of society.
Tennis star Serena Williams is leading the support for her longtime friend Meghan Markle. She said on Twitter, "I know firsthand the sexism and racism the institutions and the media use to vilify women and people of colour. The mental health consequences of such a system of systematic oppression are devastating, isolating, and too often lethal." Civil rights activist and daughter of Martin Luther King, Bernice King, and poet Amanda Gorman have also come out in support of the Duchess. But the Queen's former press secretary, Charles Anson, denies a culture of racism exists in Buckingham Palace.
I don't think there's a strand of racism in that within the royal household at all. I think it's much more in not even in the main print and broadcast media. I think such racism as exists tends to be most active on the social media and tends to be individuals.
Professor of Psychology at the Australian National University, Kate Reynolds, says while racism may not be explicit in the royal household, more should have been done to protect Meghan Markle. She says the palace should be treated like any large organisation.
One of the issues here is just precisely, you know, how the royal family thinks about itself and thinks about its members. And perhaps a little bit more of this organisational mindset would actually lead to different kind of processes and practices. That kind of thinking would mean that perhaps there were support systems around members in a way that could help them function as well as possible.
In terms of underlying racism in the media, Professor Reynolds says this is a problem Australia isn't immune to. She says journalists need to think about how they portray events.
So the way in which they're reported can be ones that can really have an impact on the public's views. And the media plays quite an important role in framing these issues and the way that people should respond to them.
The palace has not yet responded to the interview. Listeners seeking mental health information or support can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Lucy Murray, SBS News.